man, the bear hunter, the fur trapper, the deer chaser, the man, the bear hunter, the deer trapper, the man, the bear hunter, the fur trapper, the man, the deer chaser, baby seal clubber, the dolphin snagger, lowest form of existence, lowest form of existence.
You create a nation of lawbreakers, and then you cash in on guilt. That's the system, that's the game. Once you understand that, you'll sleep a lot easier. Remember, life is like riding in a taxi. Even if you're not going anywhere, the meter is ticking.
Of Earth. We interrupt our standard deviation from coherent communication to decrypt the blessings and condemnations of your ancestors and future loved ones. Live from their most sober congregation, transmitted direct to you via Ansible from the sober dimensions of unwound time itself. In a single top quark spun like strings and ripped from the void. A crushing truth of music and harmony. A blast from the past yet to come. And the disaster averted. A brass instrument of altered destiny flung from the skies. Alien and distant, I bring you a message from the intergalactic
railroad!
You miners, boring, just the same old, same things come online, but without a space, ways incorporated. Come on, sign up, without a space, ways incorporated.
Read that Nazis are going to march in New Jersey, you know? I read this in the newspaper. We should go down there, get some guys together, you know, get some bricks and baseball bats and really explain things to them.
There is this devastating satirical piece on that on the op-ed page of the Times. It is devastating.
Well, a satirical piece in the Times is one thing, but bricks and baseball bats really gets right to the point.
Oh, but really, biting satire is always better than physical force.
Physical force is always better with Nazis. It's hard to satirize a guy with shiny boots.
Well, you get emotional, I know, but...
Excuse me, we were talking about orgasms.
Oh, no, please.
Really? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
Give me a break, because I'm from Philadelphia. We never talk about things like that in public.
Ha ha, it's all a bit weird, though.
Better.
Roger is outside.
He is now outside the module. Crouching on his knees, presumably, with his feet out.
Yes.
Must feel very ungainly.
Okay, stand by, Neil. Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston. 1 minute, 30 seconds, LOS. All systems go, over.
How long is it likely to take him to climb down the ladder?
Okay. Get a little flag?
Should be about 5 minutes. I think he's going to take it very carefully, rung by rung. 9 rungs.
And the bottom one's what, 2 feet 6 from the earth, or rather the moon, isn't it?
It's 2 feet 6 from the pad. We still don't know whether the pad is on the level of the moon. Maybe a little lower. Which will help.
Neil Armstrong on the porch at 109 hours, 19 minutes, 16 seconds.
So although man isn't yet on the moon, he is at least outside the bug, on the porch, ready to go down the ladder.
Remains to be seen whether he'll stop for a mint julep.
Any more slides, sir? No, hold it just a minute. Okay.
Thank you. Where are you going when you leave here? Don't you know?
Oh, man, we just gonna go.
Just trying to make conversation. It means nothing to me.
Now, listen, you don't go any one special place. That's cornball style. You just go.